Stories from the Past. Stories from the lives of the infallibles. Stories from different parts of the world. On the Lantern.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah the Kind. Dear brothers and sisters, salamu alaikum. You are listening to this program, Lantern, from IRIB English Radio. On the continuation of Lantern, we'll listen to an interesting story. Steve Jobs dies a billionaire with a fortune of $7 billion at the age of 56 from pancreatic cancer, and these are his last words. At this moment, lying on the bed, sick and remembering all my life, I realize that all my recognition and wealth that I have is meaningless in the face of imminent death. You can hire someone to drive a car for you, make money for you, but you cannot rent someone to carry the disease for you. As we get older, we are smarter, and we slowly realize that a watch is worth $30 or $300, both of which show the same time. Whether we drive a car worth $150,000 or a car worth $2,000, the road and distance are the same. We reach the same destination.
Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa bin astain. In this episode, we are going to be concerned with the truth of death. As we know, death is a natural phenomenon. I mean, there's no living thing that can avoid or escape death. Death comes to all living things. This is a natural rule. This is a rule of life in the whole world. There's a saying in the Persian language that can be translated in such bolatasiyahi ranginis. There's any darker color than black. It means that there isn't anything beyond death, or death is the ultimate reality. We find that people are instinctively and naturally inclined to find the lives to be quite meaningful. No sane individual wants to live a meaningless life or to be wandering around here and there. Not physically, but psychologically, but from the point of, intellection and, the intellectual aspect of one's life. So we find that those people who are really very attentive to their lives and who believe that are coming into this world hasn't been quite haphazard, or, for example, by chance, rather. We are expected to have a set goal, in front of ourselves. That is, everybody is expected to live a meaningful life. Imagine the lives of great people in any community. Some people have been renowned because of, having made great mathematicians, great medical doctors, great engineers, and so on. Or, for example, even great artists. Okay. When we read the biographies and kinds of relations with others, with their peers in the communities, when we study the notes or, for example, the reflections, we find that they've had a very high aim in their lives. And toward those high aims, they have moved. And one of the products or some of the byproducts of having a meaningful life has been, for example, a man or a woman has made a high ranking, a top ranking, and quite respectful personality.
the lantern.
Under the light of lantern, we'll look at the story, which indicates a moral aspects of our life.
Imagine the lives of, for example, great chemists, great physicists, or great, for example, medical doctors, mathematicians, or artists, and so on, okay? You find that everybody wants to live forever, and one of the great manifestations of being remembered even after one's death is that throughout one's life, throughout one's lifetime, a person does everything in order to leave something of his own fame on the ground, I mean, something quite tangible. If you take a trip to some other countries, you find that in some streets, you find the small statues of some great people. And usually the names or date of birth and date of death, and the field of expertise, okay, these items are indicated somewhere in the lower part of the statue. Now you find that, these great people, for example, someone was a great chemist, someone was a great, for example, mathematician, and so on. You find that all of them have remained, all of them intended to remain immortal, but as a biological life cannot go eternal, so we have to leave something behind which is more stable, which is expected to remain many, many years, even centuries after our death. Because of this, we find that great people have accomplished very important tasks. According to Lev Tolstoy, the Russian literary figure, this kind of background noise makes him think that, is there any meaning in my life that cannot be deteriorated, cannot be made meaningless through death? Leopardi, in this context, Leopardi indicates that whatever has always made me preoccupied is that, will there be any kind of high aim beyond idleness that death wouldn't deteriorate, wouldn't shock? Now you find that in order to remain eternal, or in order to live an eternal life, or in order to live in such a condition that even centuries after our death, our name is remembered with great respect, quite respectfully, by the sages, if not by the lay people, is because we accomplish very great tasks in our lives. For example, please note carefully that many great literary figures or scientists lived in this world, okay? We may not know, even today, quite readily, too many points about the highlights of their lives, yet we always benefit from the invention or from the contribution to human life or the contribution to knowledge. Imagine that, for example, we always remember Louis Pasteur, the French scientist, or, for example, Michael Faraday, who discovered electricity, or others, for example. Thank you very much.
That was all for today. Thank you very much for joining us. Inshallah, we continue this topic on the next episode. Till then, may Allah bless all of you. Fi amanillah. Ala bi dhikrillahi tatma'innu.